trying to fix the formula shortage. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden invoking the Defense Production Act, giving formula manufacturers the first crack at the raw materials they need. And he's ordering the Pentagon to go get formula.
I've directed the Department of Defense and the Department of Health and Human Services to send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards so we can get it on the store shelves faster.
The shortage putting two Tennessee infants in the hospital.
According to their doctor in Memphis, Tennessee, they are young children with special needs and they have specific dietary requirements. They were given a different type of formula and their bodies didn't react to it well, leaving them on IV fluids and in the hospital.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the administration planning to ease economic sanctions against Venezuela, thought to be a first step toward renewing imports of Venezuelan oil. As AAA says, the average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. is just short of $4.57.
An all-time record and painful for drivers like Brian Brower in Tampa.
It takes $100 to fill it up, but makes it harder to work and make any money, and I don't understand the reason for it.
President Biden blames Russia. Republicans blame his policies as the price of the pump. Now $2.18 more per gallon than when he took office. The national average for diesel, $5.57 per gallon, another record high.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. The House has passed a measure to increase federal spending to prevent domestic terrorism. The suspect in the murder of 10 people at a Buffalo supermarket is due back in court on Thursday. It's been revealed detailed plans for the attack were posted online 30 minutes in advance. Five people have been shot in North Philadelphia. Three of them are reported in critical condition. Police have two suspects, but so far, no motive. President Biden departing midday Thursday for a six-day trip to North Korea and Japan. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
We're still likely days, maybe even weeks away from a winner in the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary.
Counting continues amid delays and hiccups. In Lancaster County, a printing error affected 22,000 ballots, forcing poll workers to mark each ballot by hand. And in Allegheny County, 31 precincts experienced memory stick failures at voting machines, delaying results until next week. If the final margin of victory is half a percentage point or less, an automatic recount will be triggered. The recount must start by May 26th and end by June 7th.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Dr. Mehmet Oz currently leading businessman Dave McCormick by 0.09%. That's well within the mandatory recount range. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane has pleaded guilty to a state charge of aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Lane, along with two other fired cops, was already convicted on federal charges of violating George Floyd's civil rights. Lane reportedly agreeing to a three-year sentence to be served in federal prison concurrently with any sentence he gets from the federal court. The man known as the Pharma Bro is a step closer to freedom.
Martin Shkreli served most of a seven-year sentence for cheating investors in a drug company and lying to hedge fund investors. Though he's not free just yet, only transferred from a federal prison in Pennsylvania to a halfway house. Now due to be out of federal custody in September, about a year earlier than expected. The 39-year-old infamously hiked the price of a life saving medicine from less than $14 a pill to $750. An arrest on securities fraud charges led to his resignation as head of Turing Pharmaceuticals. But earlier this year, a federal judge ordered Shkreli to return more than $64 million in profits from the price hike and barred him from the pharmaceutical business for life. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.